Blog Talk Radio.
Do you ever look at certain areas of your life and think to yourself, why am I so terrible in this area of life? I've accomplished a lot of things. I've got a lot of self-esteem. I'm a confident guy. I've got references of success. I know that I can do it, but why do I suck so badly in this area of life? And at this age, can I ever turn this around? Will I ever be good at it? Hello, 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 and welcome to the Manformation Podcast, your daily ritual. Just two guys going through the journey of life. We're a little bit older. These are the questions that we ask ourselves when we're older. We've got busy, productive lives. We've got references of success. We just want more, more, more. Will that more, more, more ever happen? Shouldn't we have figured out by now at this age? Do you ever think that? Should we just accept this is the way we are, take all our victories, and just say, hey, can't be good at anything? I wonder if you think that way. If you do, you're not alone. I think that way all the time. And sometimes that drains me. And I know with the men who I work with my one-on-one weekly coaching, we go through these situations, these thoughts, these beliefs, right? Because our beliefs are imagination or a lack of imagination, or really empowering beliefs in ourselves or disempowering beliefs in ourselves. It's all not real. It's whatever our perspective, our beliefs. It's affecting what we do every day and what we don't do every day. Our imagination, our beliefs are dictating our lives. Not circumstances are telling us what we're capable of. Our imagination, our lack of imagination, our beliefs, our disempowering beliefs are creating our future and what we do every single day. And the more we understand that, the more we're going to take control of our life. And that's what this your daily ritual of joining me every single morning, just two men checking in. This is the experience of a lot of men who I work with one-on-one coaching. We try to I work with them to give them more perspective and objectivity. They get locked into certain beliefs that serve them in some ways, but could be disempowering to the big picture of what they really want. Their lack of imagination, their being so certain that they may have to settle for a certain situation, they close off their imagination. Opening that up, right? It really affects what you do and don't do every single day. Here I am right now. It's 4:15 in the morning on this Sunday morning, all right? But I've already been up for more than 3 hours. I spent 3 hours working with coaching clients on the other side of the world in Australia. Right, so it's very early in the morning here, and late at night there. All right, so I'm excited to come to you right now. I want this to be the time that you find for you, just you and me connecting. I want to share all this insight and perspective, not just me going through the journey, not just me being obsessed with why we as people do the things we do for over 36 years, pushing myself, failing, succeeding, but talking to so many men just like you. I want, and you tell me if this is true, send me that email, skip@manformation.com. A lot of things that I'm talking about, you're going, wow, yeah, you know, I didn't realize it, but I thought that way too. I'm glad you brought it to my consciousness, right? It's not some battle that's you're being challenged with, but it's in the back of your mind. You can face that foe because it's right in front of you. And sometimes when you do take it from some subconscious challenge to a conscious challenge, you're more equipped to handle it, to deal with it. And then you move on to the next one. You move on to the next one. And that's what I want this to be, your daily ritual. I want us to go on this journey of life together. Compare notes. You're not alone. You're not defective. You're not broken. This is what men who are like us, a little bit older, this is what we think about. We don't have youth on our side. Oh, everything will just work itself out. It'll just work itself out. I'm only 22. I'm only 25. I'll have that health, wealth, happiness. I'll live on the big house on the hill. Everything will be wonderful. I got time on my side. Well, we don't have time on our side anymore. You either made it happen or you didn't. And I'm sure if you're like me, in some areas you did make it happen. You should be very proud of yourself. And even at this age, there's areas that you're not very good at, and you might be thinking, am I ever going to get this? Is it too late? If I didn't get on top of this and become good at this, even become respectful about this at this age, what makes me think from this point forward I'll be able to do it? Well, that's what I want to talk about in today's Manformation podcast. And I want to give you some things to consider. It's an empowering belief that I have that is true. I believe 100% with every fiber of my body that this is true, and it empowers me. It's an empowering belief that I want to pass along for you to consider. And it opens up my imagination and how my life is going to be for the rest of the time I have on this planet. Like I said, we live with that sense of urgency. We got to make it happen. We're not 22 years old and just hoping it's going to happen. And what is that for me? Right? Because, you know, if you're like me, you think, wow, you know, I've accomplished so many things that, you know, people just admire. I admire. I put in the work. I did the time. I cracked the code. I should be proud of those. Other people couldn't do it. I help other people do it. I'm so good at it. Right? And, you know, if you're like me, you think, well, why can't I become better at that? Why do I suck at that? Why am I so challenged at that? Why is my life so unbalanced? And I'll tell you, look, I'm just telling you with me, whatever you may learn about me, know about me from the past, many guys have been following, you know, my life journey because I've been on the internet before there was the internet almost. They've seen the growth. I know I'm really good at some things, but, you know, there are some things I suck at, that I really suck at, that I don't want to get on here and tell you, oh, I'm really bad at this, I'm really bad at that. You know, it's interesting because you'll hear people on the internet these days, oh, everybody's giving you their highlight reel. There, people are so phony. They're on the internet and telling you only the good parts of life. They don't tell you the bad parts of life. If they told you the bad parts of life, that would make them more human and all this and whatever. And I always thought, you know, why is that somebody's job to tell you about what they suck at? Right, what, to make you feel comfortable so that all the stuff that they're great at, that they're proud of, that, again, I'm going to talk about willpower, focus, energy, and time over and over and over again because that's dictating our life, all the things we're great at and all the things we suck at. All right, so why should somebody on the internet who doesn't even know you, right, they are excited about something. They've convinced themselves to put their willpower, focus, energy, and time into one area. Maybe that's making a ton of money. Maybe that's their physical body. Maybe that's their relationship with their kids, and they're really proud of it because that's important to them. And while their willpower, focus, energy, and time was going to their things, their car, their career, their business, their relationships, their kids, their body, whatever, while they were doing that, they were paying a price. That's why they suck in those other areas. Right? Whether they realized or not, it wasn't as important. And we only have so much willpower, focus, energy, and time. It's not a bottomless pit. It's not just you lack discipline because you ran out of it. You just don't, you're not good at everything just because you suck, you're defective, you're lazy. No, we only have so much of it to allocate, and there's so many different areas of life to allocate it. So if somebody's sold and convinced that this is where they should put their time and energy, they did it where other people didn't, they become really good at it, they're really proud of it, right? Oh, I can't tell you all about that. Even though I am so sold, this is the way to live life, I can't tell you about it because that may make you think that I'm living a phony life. And instead, I got to balance that out. Now, I have to think about things that I don't think about in my own life, right? Because if I did think about them a lot, I wouldn't suck so bad. The only time I really think about them is when they remind me how much I suck and I should have put more willpower, focus, time, and energy. But I got to put that on the internet for you here, all right? I have to think about things that I should have thought about before. And if I did, I wouldn't suck. But just to make you feel comfortable, I got to think about things that I didn't think about to put on the internet so I just don't show my highlight reel. What kind of sense does that make? Right? I think people show what they're proud of, where they focused on, what was important to them, and they're proud of it. Right? They got to show you stuff they're not proud of that they don't think about that. Right? But that's kind of what I'm talking about here, is sometimes I go, why do I suck so bad? Why will I ever be good at this? Will I ever be whatever my thing's being organized, more organized, put more thought? Because there's whatever you're good at, there are things that you didn't put that in, and you suck. You suck. And you can look at someone your age who's older like you, and they, oh, wow, they really took care of that area. I didn't. Oh, my God, I'm defective. I'm broken. What's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. And this is the empowering belief, is that we only have so much willpower, focus, energy, and time. And that is not being negative. That's just reality. If you're not good at something, it's not because you're defective, you're broken. You know, especially a guy like you, a little bit older, you've got a busy, productive life, you have successes behind you, you just didn't put your willpower, focus, energy, and time there. And when you decide, or if you decide, it's still your choice, you can break that down too. And it'll probably take just as long, right? It's not going to be, oh, all right, I want to be good in this area that I haven't focused on my first 40 years of life, my first 50 years of life, or my first 60 years of life. You don't get credit. If you didn't focus on it through your 20s, 30s, 40s, and into your 50s, right, you're not going to ever compare to the guy that started comparing in that area of life. But that's okay. It's from this point forward. But it's not because he's smarter. You know that. It's not because you're defective. So you just didn't put your willpower, focus, energy, and time there. It went into those other areas that you're great at. And yeah, if you put that much energy and that time, it's going to be hard to make up for that time at this stage. All right, but it's not because you're broken. It's because you didn't put it there. You can improve anything you want in life. All right? Just got to know there's only so much inside you. It's not an unlimited resource. It's not that you're lazy. It's not that, like I said, that you're not smart. You allocate it a certain way. You become great at that and didn't go over there. You want to become great at it? Understand that we're all limited. You know, we're all not the same. Right? Some can have more willpower, focus, energy. Not more time. Everybody has 24 hours, right? But those are qualities that you build like muscles. But just didn't go there. That's what I want to believe. I tell my wife all the time, well, we have a lot of things to be thankful for. We work very hard to enjoy those things that we're great at. I mean, fitness is one. And all that time we were going to the gym, you know, even before we even knew each other, going to the gym, thinking about it, studying, trying things, worrying about things. Willpower, focus, energy, time to be fit where we have it at our age. Super fit, top 1% fit in the world, right? It came at a price because there was codes we weren't cracking in this area, this area, this area, this area of life, right? That's why we're not good at those areas. Right, you got to have that belief about yourself. Right, you got to have that imagination that from this point forward you can do it. Just an allocation of your willpower, focus, energy, and time. I hope that helps you. It helps me when I think about that. Right, when I see that one area, that glaring thing. Why at this age do I still suck so bad there? Well, that's why. That's why. And you know what? Again, it's not everybody's job to show you. Their weak points, their Achilles heels on the internet, right? It's not their job to do that, but they probably have it. It's not comparing yourself to them anyway, right? Just some things to think about. I hope that is empowering and that opens up your imagination. Hey, if you like this type of, you know, connection, everything I'm talking about in this Manformation podcast, well, make sure you make this your ritual. Schedule a time. Hopefully in the morning, get your mind right, two guys, bring your coffee, all right? And let's go on. Let's start your day this way. 10, 15 minutes, want to make it quick, short, to the point while we're building this relationship. But if you want to take it even farther, go to 15manformationsteps.com, 15manformationsteps.com. It's in the description of this podcast. Click that link. Fill out the questionnaire, get instant access, and you're going to go on an 18-day journey with me with videos, my best life lessons. If you like this stuff, it's going to build upon each other. It's going to get your mind right. Go on a journey with me, one video at a time, one lesson at a time, right? Absolutely free, right? You get lifetime access, right? Tell me about yourself when you fill out that questionnaire, all right? If you love this stuff, let's, you know, maybe we'll connect. We'll connect. I'll reach out. You know, give me more subject matter to talk about on future podcasts. We can compare notes. right? We're going to be new best friends, right, with this, your new daily ritual here. If you want to know about this one-on-one coaching, you've heard enough, hey, I want to go on this journey. You want to talk about it? Give me a call, 213-973-8790. I'll post that down below too, 213-973-8790. We'll talk for about 10 or 15 minutes, right? See if we should talk about it a little bit more. We've got a lot of time before we make that decision. I want to make sure that you're ready. All right, so take action now. You're the type of man who does what it takes to get what he wants. You want to start focusing. You want someone to help you, make you accountable to focusing that willpower, focus, energy, and time, right, to start balancing out and work on those areas of life that you're not terrible at, you just didn't focus on. I can help you focus on those. So reach out if you're interested in going on a one-on-one coaching journey. All right, so that's going to do it for this Manformation podcast. A little bit every single day. Guys, let's go take on the day. Let's produce with a sense of urgency. Let's love, hug, connect. Let's work out. Let's eat. Let's become the total package. Let's make those goals happen. Let's expand our imagination. Let's strengthen our empowering beliefs. Let's do it all with a sense of urgency. We've got more time behind us than we do in front of us. It's time to bring this all home. All right. Have a great day.